was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSV Pod. He is King at Jeromney. No Ski this week because Ski abandoned his friends. Is that, I mean, that's what we're going with, right? His friends, his, like, the listeners to the podcast, yeah, like all of you, he just doesn't care about you. That's what I am understanding now.
It's crazy. Ski was like, oh, hey, last minute, I can't be here for the pod. We're like, yeah. Okay.
Must be an emergency. Like, it's okay,
he's
bro. We got your back.
South of France.
Yeah.
Hobnobbing with like the elite of elite on friggin' yachts. Like, no, what the fuck?
Is he like hanging out at George Clooney's like Roman villa?
You took a selfie with Dan Snyder today. What the hell?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Is he part of the Snyder ownership group?
He must be. He's definitely profiting from the racist skins. That's all I can deduce from this.
Fantastic. He also had to do with the Target thing this week. That's all Ski, folks. Folks! Folks! Anyway, so we're going to do the podcast without Ski this week. The movie podcast, too. On Sunday, if you want to listen to it, it is the movie Air, which is on Amazon Prime. Which Amazon, kind of killing it with the newish releases. Because, like, we watched Top Gun Maverick on that. We watched Air on that. Like, good stuff, Prime. I mean, Bezos sucks, too, but... good streaming platform, I guess.
I saw a Ski with a picture of Bezos.
No,
he's like, oh, I just got to miss the podcast. Oh, I'm in the south of France. Like, what's going on, man? What the hell is this?
Hanging with Jeff and Dan, he called them. I thought they were just like his buddies or something.
He's from Ohio, so Jeff and Dan makes perfect sense.
I guess so. I'm
from Ohio.
That's great. So yeah, Air, it's the movie about Phil Knight. Well, not really about Phil Knight. Sonny Vaccaro, but Phil Knight's a big part in it. Also Michael Jordan, but not really. It's kind of weird. So watch it, listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Tweet at us at one of those handles I gave you earlier. Also, join us on Twitch every week. Usually we record on Thursdays, but had to move it to Wednesday this week. But Thursdays at 7:30-ish, you can watch us, twitch.tv/abrog87, A-B-R-A-W-G-87. Also, go on there and follow us so we can get more people following us so we can get people who can subscribe to us. That's the process for Twitch. You need a certain amount of followers before you can get subscribers. So do that. Help us out. Take you like 2 seconds. Also, watch our Twitch stream. Quit being a dick about it. God damn. Where should we start, man? Like, some flowers should probably be given out today, right? Like with Mello retiring?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Cuz you were like, you know, frankly, you and I both were messiahs for this.
Yes, we were propagandists from day one.
Leading the fucking way on Twitter for sure. And then me, literally on the airwaves, like, I remember having conversations about Melo, just being like, what do you mean you don't want Carmelo Anthony? Like, he's a
people
Hall
got mad. I remember. People got
Hall
mad at you on the air.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, he shoots too much.
Is that the most classic Blazer fan take ever, that you don't want a Hall of Famer because he shoots too much?
He shoots too much. Okay.
He doesn't play defense. The whole team doesn't play defense. Like, what do you
the
mean?
The best player in the franchise's history, Damian Lillard, doesn't play defense. Who cares? Who cares?
what do you think is going to happen? You're gonna sign Melo and then you're gonna play worse defense? No, you can't play worse defense.
No, so, I do feel bad for Carmelo though. because it, I mean, he was top 75. He's a Hall of Famer, which in basketball doesn't mean a whole lot. Man, I've been listening to some of the discourse and people talk about him like he's fucking Jeff Teague. Like he's Jeff McInnes.
He's one of the top scorers of our generation.
All time.
Yeah, all time, yes.
All time. He's ninth all time. Yeah. And people talk about him like he's just a bum. And
it's wild. It's
sad.
He was on the Redeem team too, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. He, in all seriousness, like he is the most accomplished international USA basketball player of all time. It's like three golds and that one very embarrassing bronze in Greece.
We got to stop. And if we're going to stop, now's the time to stop. So like give Carmelo his flowers, like realize he is who he is, which is a like one of the best basketball players we've ever seen, and just chill. Like get over yourself, because he was great, and he was great as a Blazer. Like I thoroughly enjoyed him as a Blazer.
Can I say, like, the weird thing about seeing his Blazer highlights the last couple of days is, so there's Melo, but once they signed him in like January or February, and then the season went into the bubble, right?
That's another thing, real quick. That's another thing. He's the first big name guy to ever sign as a free agent with Portland.
Straight up come.
Ever.
And I see the bubble pictures of Melo, and I'm like, well, that's weird. But to me, the weirdest thing is that 2021 season where there are pictures that, you know, I was seeing pictures of Melo, you know, in the retrospective where he's taking shots and there's no one in the crowd and there's like Kia Sorrentos parked in like the 100 level, like, and tarps. It's just that 2021 season is visually so much weirder to me than the bubble. I don't know why, but it's just, it's so bizarre. Like, I saw a highlight where he's going against he hits a shot against Peyton Pritchard in Boston, and the Celtics have all 17, you know, championship banners raised to like the floor level, and behind is like a Jeep. Yeah. And then it's just so bizarre.
They drop him down. So they drop him down and still get Jeep their pub because Jeep is paying for it.
So weird. It's so weird.
You know, the weirdest during that time was soccer, like Premier League soccer with nobody in the stadiums. It is the weirdest goddamn thing because, you know, fans sing the whole game. There's always noise. There's always yelling and singing the whole time. And to have like complete silence. Like I remember NBC, like they funneled in crowd noise for like the first couple weeks, and then people realized that it sounded really terrible. So they stopped doing that. But it, like when they did stop doing that, it was bizarre. Bizarre. Like I know all of it was weird, but like that was especially.
On that tangent today, today on Twitter, I saw there's some, you know, some Twitter account that runs like really cool offensive plays, right?
Sure.
I saw someone retweeted something about these two Oregon plays, you know, pull and pin, you know, whatever they called it, you know. And I'm like, 31-28 in the third quarter against UCLA, like, that's not this year. What the hell? And then they show it, and it was the pandemic year, and Tyler Shuck running these plays, and they show the play from a different angle where you can actually see the crowd, and it's, you know, cardboard cutouts. Yeah. And then they show it from another angle, and there's no one there, and I was like, wow, what a...
I can't believe that happened, yeah.
That happened! Like, that really was a thing.
It's wild that they played the games at all.
it's
almost like, what was the point? But yeah. Oh, I tell you what the point was, to win a Pac-12 championship, baby.
to lose Iowa State in a Fiesta Bowl. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because we're like, rings! I mean, but only some rings. We don't want
and all. I mean, yeah, you know, the Tyler Shuck revenge game. And the Tim DeRuiter revenge game.
Here we go.
Coming up really soon in September in Lubbock.
I'm ready for it.
If Tyler Shuck wins the starting job.
If Tyler Shuck beats Oregon, like, fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can't.
No, just fold it. Fire landing. Hashtag fire Dan.
Drop the program.
Oh, here you go.
Be like Azusa Pacific and just drop the program.
Yeah. Or Pacific University. Remember them?
I do remember. I actually remember seeing Pacific University play at Autzen.
Yeah. Yeah. That was like the constant non-conference opponent Oregon would play, was like Pacific University.
Shout out to Stockton, California.
Yeah. Is that where they are?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought they were like Portland or something.
No, they're in Stockton.
Or Spokane.
There is a Pacific University or Pacific College somewhere near Forest Grove?
Yeah, I think they still exist, right? They just got rid of football.
Yeah.
So here's, you're going back to Melo. Here's something from Booble in the chat. He says Melo better than Pippen. So better Blazer, Carmelo Anthony or Scottie Pippen?
Hey, I mean, Pippen led us to an epic choke of a game 7 in the fourth quarter, so it's probably Pippen. As much as I love Melo, I gotta say, Melo just got us a couple 8 seeds.
I have so little memory of the Jailblazers. Like, it was such a long time ago. Like, when was it? Like, what year span is that?
2000?
Yeah. Man, that fucking 23 years ago is tough. Like, I don't know. maybe it's just because I'm old now, but that era, all I have is like really random memories of that era, and most of them involve Rasheed Wallace like getting thrown out of the games, and Bonzi Wells headband, and Reuben Patterson getting arrested. Did that happen?
Yeah, he beat up his nanny.
That was it.
Yeah.
He beat up his nanny?
Yeah.
What you gonna beat up your nanny for? Yeah, okay, fair enough. So let's stay basketball though. Cause the talk among Blazer Twitter, I guess, has been, you know, what we sort of talked about last week, which is the, you know, what the Blazers are gonna do with the number 3 pick, and they're, you know, the big names that have been thrown out there are Jaylen Brown and Karl Anthony Towns. Those are both names that we have brought up many times, mostly Karl Anthony Towns over the last couple of years. But are we saying those are actually realistic thoughts that people are having right now? Because the Oregonian wrote a story about the Karl Anthony Towns trade. You know, Jaylen Brown has been brought up just because the Celtics are shitting the bed so hard. So I don't know.
I don't want Cat. I don't want Jaylen Brown either.
Why not?
He can't dribble a basketball.
Okay. So just based on what we just talked about with Carmelo Anthony, I'm just going to point out that you sound a little bit like anti-Carmelo Anthony guy right now. Because I got numbers. Like, Jaylen Brown's a 27-7-4 guy.
Listen, he's second all-team NBA this year. I totally understand.
Karl-Anthony Towns is the white whale. He's a big.
No, and we don't.
He's 21-8-5. Like,
I'd rather have Brown than Towns. I'll say that.
Okay.
Towns doesn't do anything for me.
Throwing the towel on bigs. Like, they don't exist anymore. Like, if you can get a guard who scores 30 points a game to go along with Dame, get him. Great. He's only 26, too. I mean, I feel like Brown would actually be a good move if the Blazers did it, so we'll see. We'll see what else they have to give up.
I so had sounds for this conversation, and no one else can hear it but me.
You have what? You have a sound effect?
I did. I had sounds.
No!
Yeah,
we'll see.
I cobbled together stuff just for this conversation.
You cobbled it like, yeah. You know what happened is Ski also betrayed us and stole the soundboard.
Well, I mean, he's in Saint-Tropez, so.
Yeah, yeah. He needs it for his Clooney parties.
I mean, today is National Mic Day, and I can tell you who will not be on our list of mics.
Yeah, we do have a top list of top 3 mics coming up later. Because his name's Mike. I don't think we've ever said that. Have we ever said that his name is Mike? I don't know if we've ever actually done that. I think he's always been Ski.
Erica, did you know Ski's first name was Mike? Oh.
She did?
Really? You did?
Oh. Okay, cool. All right.
Interesting.
I mean, she's known him a long time.
I know, but still.
So here is the deal. Back to the trade scenarios. Each of those guys has 1 year left on their deal. So if the Blazers are going to trade for them, they're going to pay them a shit ton of money, and it's going to be for one season. So, you know, us talking about like them taking a flyer to try to get Dame a title, that's literally what it's going to be. It's going to be them trading the three and probably mortgaging one of their young stars, quote unquote, to get one of those guys for 1 year. So if we're cool with that, that's what it's going to be.
Fucking cool with it, man.
You know how much Karl Anthony Towns makes next year?
$42 million.
It's 36. That's such a big number, man.
Jesus.
$36 million. Ugh.
To just be okay.
To just be an okay big to go with.
Can you imagine just being born and being 6'10 and athletic?
Must be like, nice. Must be nice.
You, Erica, not 6'10. And you're not athletic.
Mean spirited. Jeez. Do we know how much Dame makes? But well, you asked the question. You have the access to Google, man. Like look it up and tell us.
I know in a couple of years, I think in like 2 years, Dame's starting to go into like the $55 million a year threshold.
All right. So, I mean, you don't want Cat. You would take Brown if they traded for him? You'd be okay with that? I
would take it.
I would.
My optimum trade in this situation is getting Pascal Siakam. That's my thing. That's my optimal trade.
Okay. I don't know shit about the guy, man, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I really don't. So tell me about him.
What a rainbow with the Raptors. He's tall.
The Raptors win a ring? Get out of here.
Yeah, right before COVID. Yeah, I know.
What?
Everyone on the Warriors had to die, but they did win a ring.
The Toronto Raptors?
Yeah.
We're not making like a Jurassic Park reference, are we?
No.
Because those guys lost. Nobody messes with Goldblum. You understand? All right. Anything else on Blazers?
No.
Is there anything to talk about until anything actually happens?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Let's see. Oh, you know what? Before we get too far, I have a correction. Are we still doing those? Because I got one.
We hear you.
Yeah.
And we see you. Yeah. We're going to get to them.
Yeah. I have one from the movie podcast.
Okay. So, all right.
Pointed out by WCP. He mentioned in the Discord, which, by the way, join the Discord. Sports Brewery in Discord. Get in there. We just had a rousing conversation about your go-to Taco Bell orders, which we can talk about here, too. He brought up the fact that it wasn't Billy the Kid in Tombstone. And it was a guy named Billy, and he was a kid, but he wasn't Billy the Kid. So we were wrong. Sorry. I'm not really sorry. I still say it's Billy the Kid.
Yeah. We see you and we hear you.
Yeah.
I don't acknowledge you.
We're not talking about your child who just came on camera. Oh, Tombstone is commercial free on Paramount Plus? I mean, you got to pay for that, so I don't pay for that, Booble. Thank you, though. All right, so...
Can I just say something very sadly?
Sure.
So, you know, kids are playing baseball right now, so nights are hectic, right?
Yeah.
So I made a crock pot dinner tonight.
Okay.
Of chicken, Cacciatore.
Did you like leave it in and then go watch baseball and then come back?
Oh, six hours in the crock pot.
Got you. You didn't turn it on, did you?
No, apparently it was too spicy for everyone in my family.
What?
That one poblano pepper apparently ruined everything.
Everybody in your whole family?
Did you take a bite?
Yeah, I took like eight.
Was it gross?
It was good.
It was good, but you didn't finish it?
Yeah.
Was it spicy?
Kind of.
God, you're...
Already because of its sweet and salt, spicy seeds.
Wow. No. Oh, it's the seeds. Oh, you will?
He's a connoisseur. Okay. He's a connoisseur over here, man. He can break it down. He's Bobby Flay.
Yeah, I thought I was making something, you know, very good in a crock pot. Apparently everyone hated it.
Look, my man, eight bites. If he took eight bites.
Oh my gosh, in my face, let me say. Oh. So
in your face.
So this is why the chicken cacciatore was spicy. Because
of the seeds.
Seeds, yeah. That's why.
The blue seeds. Why. Yeah, sure. You're getting some your child's.
Go to bed. Get.
Go on now. Go on now. Get. Come on now. Get out of here. Go on now. Go on now, boy. Your child is getting some anti-white people comments in the chat right now. I'm just saying.
We have racism in the chat?
I mean Booble's a little more aggressive. He just quoted the black sheep line. I mean, that's a little more aggressive than just your...
Don't remember that line. I haven't seen
Kill
the movie anymore.
Whitey! That's the one, yep.
Well, anyway. If we did, this podcast would cease to exist.
Ooh, let's transition the racism talk into the duck softball thing. If you haven't been paying attention, Oregon softball is in the super regional. They, like, thoroughly dominated the regional they were in. Like, thoroughly dominated. They run-ruled Arkansas in their last game. In that game, if you don't know, Oregon has a player named K.K. Humphreys. And K.K. Humphreys, actually, it might have been the game before that. I think it was, like, the Notre Dame game or something like that, whatever. K.K. Humphreys hit a home run. Good for K.K. The announcer... on ESPN, like ESPN. So to be a play-by-play guy in ESPN, you have to be like fairly good and you have to like pay your dues and blah, blah, blah. He goes, a KKKO for KK Humphreys. A KKKO, he says. My guy. Did he even do, like, the apology after? I don't think he did. Are you playing something? We can't hear it. That's so weird.
It's very bizarre.
It's weird because, like, I can hear you talking, so why wouldn't a phone work? I wonder if that's, like, a setting. Where it's like
an
anti-phone setting.
Yeah, it probably is.
To avoid like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. So that was problematic, but Oregon softball is good, I guess. Has baseball started there regionally yet? I think they're in like the Pac-12 tournament right now, right?
Yeah, they're in the Pac-12 tournament.
Yeah, okay. All right. They're going to the championship game?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right.
They did win their first game, though.
Oh, did they? Booble says Oakland fired Kuiper. I didn't see
that. Yes. Oh, you did. So.
Okay.
So Oakland, what is his name? Glenn Kuiper?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you guys familiar with Doug Gottlieb?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So he's a guy that apparently has the worst.
I've met him. Back when I was doing radio, Oregon was playing Arizona, and he was the color guy. So he came to Eugene and did his show from our studio.
Yes. So when he was a normal guy,
which means he kicked us out of our studio. And we sat there and watched him in the one next to it. Okay, sorry.
So now he's on Fox, and Fox people do Fox stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I read a blurb this morning that once Glenn Kuiper got fired, it was like right when it was yesterday when Doug Gottlieb was on his Fox Sports radio show. And Doug Gottlieb was like, oh, cancel culture, blah, blah, blah. And he goes,
he dropped an N-bomb on TV, dude.
What? He said, how could Glenn Kuiper be racist? He went to the Negro League Museum. Would a racist ever go to the Negro League Museum? And one of his producers was like, well, I mean, I think every team that goes through Kansas City kind of goes to the Negro League Museum. So, well, he's been an announcer for a long time. He's probably been there before. And I was like, well, no, he said it was the first time he was there. It's like, well, he went there. He could not possibly be racist. So how could you fire him for saying the N-word with a hard R? Because he went to the Negro League Museum. I don't understand.
I love his producer, by the way. Like, that's great.
Doug Gottlieb's space, I don't understand.
It's weird, right?
I feel like his space is just to be like the guy from Noon to Three on national radio. We're like, oh, this guy is going to say the dumb thing. That's just his space. He's like, oh, he shouldn't be fired. He couldn't be. How do you know he's racist? Well, I don't know. He said it with a hard R. Well, he went to the museum. He couldn't possibly be racist. I don't think that's how it works, no, Doug.
Not how racism works, my guy. Remember, he had the really weird Adrian Peterson take, too. Like remember Adrian Peterson got in trouble for, like, beating his kid with a stick? Like, and, you know, and he was the one who came out and was like, oh, we gotta stop helicopter parenting and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, that's why, like, child services exist, is when grownups are beating their children, like, with weapons, like, they need to step in and make sure they don't do that thing anymore. I agree, man. He's a weird dude who does Fox things now. Now that he's on Fox, Booble says they should have thrown Peterson out of a helicopter. Good football player, though.
Yeah.
Remember when he came to Oregon and ran for like 250 yards in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they still lost. The losers.
They sure did. Did they?
I mean, the scoreboard, baby.
Didn't, like, the governor of Oklahoma call for the game to be thrown out or something?
Yeah, but he also called for blacks to not be able to read, so it's Oklahoma.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, what else is there to talk about? We could go back to the NBA. I mean, Lakers got swept. Your Lakers?
I, you know, here's the thing is, I don't know what the Lakers are doing from here on out. But the Denver's very clearly the best team in the NBA.
Yeah, by a lot.
Jokic is very clearly the best player in the NBA. It was controversial, but he probably should have been the 3-time-in-a-row MVP. The Lakers were fine.
They were. Like it was the Nuggets are really good. Like
the Nuggets are really good.
The Lakers played them tough, man.
And you know, LeBron's 38. He needs someone more consistent than AD on offense. AD gets a lot of shit on defense. AD is still he was elite in this series, but. You watch those four games, and there were three shots at, like, the end of quarters that Jokic hit from three where he was, like, shooting it from here on 1 foot from 30 feet away. Murray had one, and I think it was game one and game three where game one, Murray in the fourth quarter hit, like, three straight threes, and in game three, Kentavious Caldwell Pope, of all guys, hit four straight threes in the fourth quarter. The Lakers aren't equipped to when that happens.
Yeah, who is though?
But, and I know the NBA, you know, the sports in general, I guess, is all about if you lose, you're a loser. I came away from that series being like, shit, Denver is they're gonna kick the shit out of Miami. Like, yeah. There'll be a Jimmy Butler game, but Denver is just really fucking good. Just really fucking good.
And Butler's kind of slowed down too. Like in the last series, he hasn't really done much.
Well, and that was the thing about like Denver is they were like, well, they only play six guys, so if the Lakers could get it, you know, further, they have a better chance. They just could never win the one game. They'd always lose by five.
It is wild. In that last game, I looked at this too because they played seven guys, and their bench, quote unquote, had 8 points. Like,
yeah.
in a fucking playoff game that you won against a good Lakers team, your bench scored 8 points, and only two guys played. That's wild. Like, that's fucking wild. And they're still head and shoulders better than everybody else. Like, nobody's touching the Nuggets. Like WCP says, Lakers just didn't have enough in the tank. Joker's really good, even if he looks like Mr. Magoo sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that's the thing is...
That's it.
Let's bring race into this. If Jokic was just even Klay Thompson melanin level, we wouldn't doubt him as much. It's just a thing in the NBA we do.
He looks derpy, man. It is what
it is. He's a fat white guy from Serbia or whatever, Yugoslavia. Yeah. Like, we just, it's not fair, but it's what we do.
Yeah.
Because he would score 35 and it was boring.
Yeah.
But if you're the guy guarding him, it's taxing.
You can't stop him. There's nothing you can do.
It's just a lump of clay moving into you and just shooting some bullshit. After you guard it really hard for seven seconds.
He's bodying you the whole time, and then he shoots some ugly fadeaway off 1 foot shot that goes in every single time. It's like and he's tall. Like, there's nothing you can do. There's literally nothing you can do to stop that. I guess you could foul him, but he's stronger than you, too. That's the point.
Yeah, so he was the 41st pick. I don't know if you've seen the clip, but he was picked during a Taco Bell Quesarito commercial.
We got a round back to Taco Bell before we're done. Yes, we gotta have that conversation.
And apparently the only person who was picked, so let's say the Nuggets win the title. The only person picked later to be the best player to win a title was Moses Malone back like a million years ago, which doesn't really count because he was a high schooler and they didn't really expect him to come to the NBA. Like Jokic is such an outlier, such an outlier, because like right now the Blazers have the 3 pick, right? And people are like, oh yeah, there's value there. If they were just the 4 pick, the 4th, everyone would be like, that's trash. Yeah. Trash.
No value. Nobody wants to trade for anything. Yeah.
and just in every other draft, once you get to like 6, you're like, no value. And you're getting Johnny Flynn. Who cares? And then here's Jokic, the 41st pick, should be a 3 straight MVP and is going to win an NBA title. It's crazy.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
You know, you brought up Klay. I was going to say the Lakers would be kind of unstoppable if they had a guy like him or him. Like, just a guy who is just a shooter. Like, doesn't need to do anything else, but, like, just a high-level shooter that doesn't care about controlling the ball, like, is literally just a role player who can score 35 points a game if he wants to. Just shooting threes. Like, if they had that, like, LeBron doing what he does, driving in the lane, having someone to kick out to like that would change everything for the Lakers, man. Like, because AD has played well. He's just not somebody who can do enough to complement LeBron and like win a title for the Lakers.
Well, so AD had kind of some shitty games in the first couple of rounds.
Yeah,
he didn't really in this round. But the thing about AD is he's a big who needs the ball given to him. And we're in an era now where we don't forgive those guys because everyone has to have the ball, you know, like create their own stuff. And he, if you give him the ball, he can create his own stuff, but he's not a guy who can take an inbounds pass and create, you know, dribble all the way down and create on his own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, you know, if you look at the graph, the first couple rounds, inconsistent, but he gets some unfair bashing, I would say.
Yeah, well, the problem with him is he's always been hurt his whole career. So no, like, like literally nobody takes him seriously. And so
he's only missed one playoff game in his career, though. Only one.
Only missed one what?
Playoff game.
Okay. Well, awesome. But he, you know, has he been in a lot of them? I don't know. I haven't paid attention to his whole career. But I'm just saying. So that, like, people just don't trust him. So, like, that's the thing with AD. He had a good year this year, and he was healthy and had a pretty decent playoff. So we have two new people in the chat right now, and I don't know what language they're speaking. It's pretty quality. So if you're in the chat, I see you guys. It's welcome to the podcast. We're talking about sports.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, he hears you. I see you.
He sees you, and I hear you.
Yeah, I see the emojis. I don't know what any of that means, but I'm into it. Welcome. So yeah, Jokic had a triple double. I mean, they're gonna win the title. And they should. Good for them. It's about time, you know? And I don't know that they're, like, now that they are, you know, if they can stay regularly healthy with Oregon legend Jamal Murray, I don't see how they get stopped at any point. But we'll see. The other one going on, so the Heat about to close out the Celtics. And so the Celtics thing will, like, the Celtics eventually losing might determine what happens with the Blazers as well. So we'll see. We'll see. I wonder if it's because we mentioned Jokic. Is that why? Is there like a thing where we say Jokic's name and it brings in the, like, this in the chat? I'm into it. We can keep talking to Jokic if you want. Because we all of a sudden have 14 viewers right now, which is 12 more than usual. So you got any hot takes on Joker? I mean, we just finished talking about him, King.
He's a loser. Do it in June. It's still May. Do it in June.
I mean, he's about to. All right, what else? So Oregon got... I mean, I know we don't really like to talk about recruiting. I literally talked crap about it last week. So I saw that, by the way. The duck is up. We see the duck. So Oregon did get a couple of good recruits. And I don't know that they're worth talking about. Like, it was weird because everybody... Yeah. It was weird because the story was that Oregon got a five-star quarterback. But he's not really. Yeah, Booble says, we hear the duck, we see the duck. but he's not a five-star. He's a five-star on ESPN, and 24/7 has him as a three-star. So, you know, who the hell knows? And then they got a four-star defensive lineman. Do we have anything to talk about with that? Do we care at all? You don't. You're doing the soundboard. You realize Ski's not here, right? Like, you and I are the ones having the conversation.
No, I do. I'm so sad that I worked on... I actually put in production time on some sounds, and it just... It's not... Yes. It doesn't come through. I can hear it.
I hear that. Center.
You hear that?
Yeah. Do it again. Okay, now I don't hear anything. I heard it. Come on, soundboard.
This is Or Center.
There you go. I heard this.
Yeah.
This is Or Center.
Oh,
You got anything else for us?
I don't know, man.
Are you saving them?
Well, I was going to do, you know, a roundabout of Oregon news.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I didn't know, you know.
Okay, well, I mean, it worked. This is Ore Center just worked, so you can do it if you want. Booble said he thought it said Horror Center. That is a different podcast.
Can you hear this?
No.
Okay.
So we got
what about
one, we got one working.
Oh,
I love this because this is not good podcast stuff, but this is perfect for Twitch. Like we are killing it in terms of Twitch content right now.
This is Ore Center.
Oh, you can hear?
It's the only one that works.
Oh, damn. Well, back to the drawing board.
Back to the drawing soundboard. The sound of silence. It's so good, man.
So mad.
So good. Oh my god. Okay, let's see. We got our list coming up here. Okay, yes. I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to say let's spend some time talking about it. Since we have people in the chat, we're going to have this conversation right now. This was brought up in the Discord. Join the Discord, Sports Brewery on the Discord. I forget why it was brought up, but somebody brought up the go-to Taco Bell meal from back in the day. And
that was me.
And I said I used to just like, because I used to live like 5th and Jefferson. I used to live under bridge and we would walk to the Taco Bell that was like a block away. Oh, the Chili's wedding story. That was it. So I shared the Chili's wedding story where a bride got like, it was like $2,000 worth of Chili's for the dinner. Like she got everybody's order, called Chili's, made the big order, and then that's what everybody ate for the wedding, which is great. Honestly, fine. Maybe great's the wrong word. But that led us to talk about like the go-to Taco Bell meal, and I was like, I can't judge, man. Or like I think it was Booble said like they should just get Taco Bell instead. It'd be you get like 100 tacos for $75. But I was like, man, I'd be down because I used to get those $10 boxes back in the day, like where you could get you give them $10 and they give you 10 tacos, soft tacos or burritos, and so you'd mix it up. And so I used to like walk over to that Taco Bell and get the 10 for $10, and I would mess that up and weigh like 300 pounds, but it was cool because I was in my early 20s. Who cares? But that brought up the go-to Taco Bell, and so if you're in the chat and you want to give us your go-to Taco Bell, now is the time. So let me just delete that one. Okay. So I got some from the Discord. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do. Love it. WCP would get the half soft and half crunchy taco, combine them to make a double-decker. Double-deckers were the shit back then. Let's see. Go-to Taco Bell. So you brought up the go-to Taco Bell, King. And yours was what?
I was just a two chalupa and a hard taco guy. Sometimes, yeah. You know, throwing a soft taco, but...
I know what you're talking about, because that was the meal. That was like the number five or whatever, right?
Yeah, and I wanted the chicken. I think it was like maybe a Southwestern Ranch on top of it. That was my thing.
Yeah, man. I would do that too. I'd get like the number five. So here was my routine. And I would, because like I used to broadcast high school football games on the Fridays. After those games, I would treat myself with Taco Bell. So I would go, I'd get the number five with the fucking chalupas and the taco. And then I would order another like side. Not a soft taco, but they had like the 99 cent, like whatever 99 cent burrito they had at the time, I would add that onto it. And I would mess that up every Friday. And a diet soda, because I was watching my figure. The real reason is I can't have like a sugar soda, and they make you have a soda with it. So, but yeah, that was my go-to too, man. I went through phases with the double deckers, like the 7-layer burritos and shit. Those were the jam. Let's see, what else do we have? Langer was in the Discord. 3 crunchy taco supremes and a nacho bel grande. Listen to this though. This is genius. Eat the tacos over the nachos and let all the stuff that fell out land on your nachos.
Oh yeah. See, I call them the leave-ins. You left them behind, you gotta eat them. Mm-hmm. I love eating those last soldiers.
Oh.
The last soldiers. Yeah. you gotta cram them right in. It's so good.
You know what it's like? It's like the fast food burger. Like the bag where you have like the extra fries at the bottom. That's what it is, man. You got the wrapper, and at the bottom of the wrapper, there's all extra meat and cheese and lettuce. And you're just like, you're scooping it. You're scooping.
Oh, you got to scoop.
You got to scoop.
You got to scoop.
Professionals. We're professionals.
Absolutely.
Let's see what's in the chat here. WCP says my go-to is usually 4 double deckers back when they were like 99 cents. Fuck yeah. Yep. Double deckers with the jam. So they had like the double deckers, but they had the cheesy double deckers too. Do you remember those? Where it wasn't the beans in between the tortillas. It was like melted cheese.
See, my thing with Taco Bell is I'm totally cool with the melted cheese. Uh-huh. But right now they're too reliant on the nacho cheese as the gimmicky conduit. I love that $1.19 thing of chips and, you know, their nacho cheese.
Yeah.
I don't want the nacho cheese as a sticky conduit between my burrito and my taco, though. It's not what I want. I don't want it. It's too much.
So not a cheesy gordita crunch guy? No. Like WCP?
Nope. Okay. Nope. Not a cheesy gordita guy.
Okay.
Give me my Southwestern chicken gordita. That's all I need. That's all I want.
That's all I need.
I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah. Sure. Three.
Been doing that since 2004.
Bubble says 3 crunchy tacos, 2 bean burritos, no onion.
No onion.
No, listen. 2 bean burritos, no onion, no red sauce, add sour cream.
That is the whitest order I've ever heard.
Do you get the packets? I always say no to the packets, and they always throw like 30 of them in the bag.
Anyways. Oh, I love the packets.
and then what are you supposed to do with them? You throw them away, America. People put them in their fridge, man. Everybody at some point in their life has had like a pile of Taco Bell packets in their fridge that they're never going to use.
What is your go to Taco Bell packet? Because I'm a fire guy.
I don't do them.
You don't do them at all.
I don't do packets. I'm a purist. What can I say? I like the burritos the way God intended them to be. So I'm not saying no onions, no red sauce, add sour cream. If the Taco Bell scientists made this double decker the way it is because they know what they're talking about. I'm giving them credit.
You go to Taco Bell and you ask for no onions. Do you really think you're getting no onions?
Is that what you're thinking?
Is that what you're thinking?
You're getting some onions in there, bro.
Get onions, man.
Let's see. Grilled stuffed burrito is good, too. Yeah, that's true. Booble says, am I alone in thinking the Jack in the Box tacos are trash? No, literally, I think everybody thinks they're trash, right?
Terrible.
Yeah, no. That's why you can get like 10 of them for a dollar. They're not quality food.
Speaking of Taco Bell, has anyone in the Eugene Springfield area gone to Jack in the Box? The Jack in the Box on West 11th that's now gone and is a Victor Rico's?
No.
Victoria's, whatever
it is.
So
you're asking if we've been to the Victor Rico's?
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's a new place.
No.
No?
Have you heard anything? Is that why you're asking?
Yeah, I've heard it's good. I don't know.
Okay.
But they're... The Jack in the Box off Gateway is turning into the same place too now. So,
oh, is it? I wonder if it's like what happens with the Wendy's franchisee guy. He's like, oh yeah, I don't really care about this anymore. I'm gonna start my own place. It worked out for him, I guess. WCP does homemade crunch wraps now. That's what's up. Speaking of scientists. Huh. All right, that's it. Do we have anything else? I think, like, didn't Rick drop one in here, too? Didn't Rick Nodgers? Yeah, Crunchwrap Supreme, Chalupa Supreme, and if they're available, the nacho fries.
And love the nacho fries.
Yeah. And then he said he misses the quesarito dearly. See, I don't even remember what a quesarito is.
It's a rito that's queso.
That doesn't make sense. What's a rito?
If you don't know,
I don't know. Okay. All right.
You don't know, you don't know. I mean, I can't help you there, man.
Then I don't know. Okay.
It's kind of a secret society thing.
Fair enough. By the way, here, I thought our big Taco Bell conversation was going to, like, bring in more people, and those like, extra 10 people are now gone. They were definitely bots, by the way, but I will take all bots.
Jokic.
I will take all bots. Like, anybody wants to send some Taco Bell and Jokic bots to us, I'll take all of them.
They're gone.
Let's go. speaking of being gone, let's do our list. Unless you got anything else you can think of.
No.
I can't. Okay, what's our list?
Today, May 24th, is National Mic Day. So, we are doing our top three mics.
And as we established earlier, Ski's name is Mike. If you don't know, now you know. I got some honorable mentions as well, so I'll give those after. Do you want to start, or me, or what?
My number three.
Yes, sir.
Mike without Ike.
That took me a second, man. which one is Mike?
The red one.
Okay. Yeah, those are my favorite too. All right, I'm with it. That's great. Yeah, stupid. Let's see. My number three is Michael McDonald.
I know
you don't love anymore.
Number three.
He did the song Regulate was based off of. I mean, what more do you want? That's all he needs to do. But he was also in the Doobie Brothers, wasn't he? I don't think I could name a Doobie Brothers song. But he did that banging-ass Regulator song. That's all I know. And I can't say you didn't love anymore.
Back in Best Buy or Circuit City with one of your parents, there was always a Michael McDonald montage on all 50 TV screens.
You
100%.
You know what I did when I was researching this list is I saw that music video. Like, check it out just for like 5 seconds. The singing doesn't match the voice at all. It's not even close. It's one of the weirdest videos. It's just him sitting there playing a piano with this really weird background. It reminds me of like the Will Ferrell Buble skit on SNL when he was like in a pirate costume or whatever. It reminded me of that. Really fucking weird. Threes from the chat. Booble says Mike Bibby. His dad doesn't like him. I don't know if you know that about him. WCP says Mike Allstott. He was a bad dude. But good at football. What's your two?
My number two, Mike. Atlanta Hawk legend, Mike Muscala.
Mike Muscala.
Mike Muscala.
It's a deep one.
Averages 1.6 points a game.
1.6 points per game? Why do you like Mike Muscala?
He's better than Mike Jordan.
Okay.
Know.
Fair. All right, my number two, let's go with Mike Judge, Beavis and Butthead, because Beavis and Butthead was a huge influence on me in middle school, meaning I did the voices for Beavis and Butthead every single day in middle school. Chicks loved it. Yeah. No way, bunghole. number two from Booble is Open Mike Eagle. I like that. His new album's good. Number two from WCP is Mike Tyson. Kind of problematic there, WCP. Jeez.
My number one Mike of all time.
Number one.
Mike Dunleavy Jr., because I blocked his shot when I was a junior and he was senior at Oregon basketball camp because he wasn't trying at all. He really wasn't.
You blocked his shot.
On a three.
I love that it's Dunleavy Jr.
Never saw me. He wasn't trying.
So I need to hear the scenario, though. So what is he like pulling up for a three and you're coming out of nowhere and you just swat him into the stands?
It was like one of the auxiliary gyms at the rec center. Yeah. Before there were real practice gyms, the U of O. And yeah, Jezza was beating us rather comfortably. And I think I actually blocked him with my left hand, which is the proper hand. But yeah, he wasn't.
Well, that's just fundamental defense, man.
I still blocked a guy who played in the NBA for like 10 plus years.
That's how they teach it. That's how Dean Stepp taught it, baby.
Just saying.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say you're better than a 10-year vet in the NBA, but
I wouldn't say that either. I mean, it's on the table, I wouldn't.
You were better than him on that day.
On that one, I was definitely better.
One shining moment.
We were down 30.
We'll pay the trademark fees. It's cool. One shining moment. Go ahead.
Andre Iguodala,
Andre Iguodala. Let's see. My number one is Mike Myers. Because Wayne's World and Austin Powers.
I mean, it's Delaware.
Boring. It's boring. Yeah, Delaware. Nice. Yeah. Hi, I'm in Delaware. Let's see. Number one from Booble is Mike Booble. It's me, motherfuckers.
Fair enough.
Touche. WCP says Ski. Ski's is number one.
Yeah, get out of here. That guy's in like Tehran.
Why are you kissing his ass, man? Yeah. He doesn't like you.
This guy said, I'm going to miss the podcast. And then we find out he's in fucking south of France. It's brutal.
The guy is a traitor to you, and you put him at number one? Man.
Putting Mike on a pedestal.
It's like, there you go. It's like, why do people stay with abusers? WCP. I mean, come on, man.
Never put a Mikey on a pedestal.
There's hope. You can get help, man. It's cool. That's probably not funny.
We hear you and we see you. We just don't support you.
No, not at all. I don't support your decisions. Honorable mention from Booble is Mike Jones.
Who?
I'm Mike Jones.
Who?
Who? Reminds me of Mike McDaniel at that press conference. He's like Mike Jones, the Daily Reporter. Who? Only McDaniel, dude. Let's see. I got some more honorable mentions too. Mike D from the Beastie Boys. Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs.
Yeah, sell up.
Yeah, fair. Mike O'Malley from Guts. Oh, do you have it?
Was he the Rick? Was he the Rick on those ESPN commercials?
Yes, he was. He absolutely was. Yep.
Is he even from Boston?
He's got to be. If he's not from Boston, that's like the biggest farce ever.
He's probably from Rhode Island. I sniff that.
Ooh,
out.
Ouch. Mo is the best part of Guts, says Booble. Can't argue with that. Yeah. Mike O'Malley had a good run, though. I wonder what he's doing. I bet he's like a stand-up now or something. Okay. You got anything else, man?
I don't.
Let's do the movie podcast on Sunday. Everybody listen to it. It's Air. It's on Amazon. It's great. Ducks. Ducks? You got a goose sound effect? Yeah, okay. All right, guys. Yo, what?
I don't.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We will see you on Sunday for the movie podcast. Bye.